Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
Welcome to hour number two on this Saturday morning, or I guess if you're on the East Coast, it is now a Saturday afternoon, 6 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox here talking gardening, of course, 855-424-9825. Much like Bill did toward the end of hour number one. John at GardenAmerica.com. Continue those questions, comments right there on Facebook Live. And I noticed one during the break, Tiger. Somebody asking about Canis. Is it edible? Can you eat it?
Yeah, the rhizome is edible. I think it's one of those plants that is deemed edible.
But not suggested?
Yeah, well, it would be a very, very bad tasting potato. You know, it's like ginger, you know, like.
So why eat it? What
would
be the purpose of it?
Yeah, bananas, ginger, you know, like in that same kind of family, but without all the great flavors of those particular plants. That's
right.
The canna.
Don't let the colors fool you.
If you were ever lost in a forest and needed to survive,
you had to
eat the rhizomes, yes.
So just because there's a lot of colors doesn't mean it's going to taste like Skittles. We're not talking Skittles here.
Oh, that would be awesome, right?
Imagine that, huh? Tastes like Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
However, if you were lost in a forest,
yes,
it would have to be a tropical forest for cannas to be there, and there'd probably be plenty of other things you could eat.
Oh, thank you for breaking that down for us, John.
There's different varieties or different species of cannas, and the one that's used mostly for food is over in Asia, and it's Canna edulis. Mm-hmm. And edulis means edible.
Canna edulis, okay.
That's probably going to be the best flavored one, but like Tiger says, are edible to some extent.
Dustin had 50 acres. It's easy to get lost in the middle of 50 acres, and if you're lost in the middle of 50 acres in Oklahoma, at least you know you would survive.
Yes, exactly. By the way, John.
He also said there's no trees there, and so if you were lost in the knee-high or the dwarf cannas,
you could see somebody.
You could just see where the person was.
Did you by chance come up with the answers to Bill's questions?
I did.
Wow, Bill. Whoa. How about this, Bill? Here it comes.
Hopefully Bill is still listening.
Yeah, I think Bill is, hopefully.
And the varieties of blueberry that we had were Blue Ray and Emerald. So those were the two varieties.
So that's what you want, Blue Ray and Emerald, Bill, when people keep asking you what kind of blueberries these are.
Yeah, and you can Google both those varieties, especially if you're in a warm area of the country. Those are southern high bush varieties and have great flavored blueberries.
Excellent.
Now, also large size blueberries, too.
And did we address his second question? He had two, right, I believe?
I haven't had a chance to look
that up. Okay, no worries.
I might have to send Sharon an email on that one.
Okay.
Because he just wanted to know if it was related.
Oh, yeah. Right? Because he grows and eats a lot of that.
Well, he really likes that one, so he's wondering. Yeah.
I don't think it's related to it. You know, it might be similar, but I don't think it.
But
I don't
maybe
think,
could be used the same way.
Yeah.
Different flavors.
Yeah, exactly.
Sandy sent us an email and wants to know if cannas make good cut flowers.
Ooh, good question.
See, I would think not, because even on the plant, they don't last very long.
Right.
But you keep having new ones opening up.
And that's what people don't realize, is that the old flower stays on there. It almost looks like it's still good, but it's actually not.
Right. And actually, I don't like that part about cannas, the fact that the flowers always look messy to me.
Well,
I always go, when I grow cannas, if I ever do,
right,
I go through and I pick off the old flowers every day.
You know, I would try, if I was growing it, I would try it just to see how it would work.
You know, I have a canna at home that has, I'm trying to think of the variety, maybe Tiger Knows, but it's got green and white leaves.
No, that's interesting.
Not striped.
No, not striped. Oh, okay.
I mean, just
totally white, totally green, each one different?
No, they're banded rather than striped. I mean, you know, usually with stripe, you think of thin stripes.
Right.
These are, I mean,
I've got to
think of the name.
Yeah.
But it gets pretty tall. It gets to be like about 6-7 feet. Mm. And I'm just going to be leaving them there, and I could dig those up and bring them to you next week, maybe. If you want them.
I would also think that cannas would not make good cut flowers, because to cut the stem of the flower is difficult because it's coming out of the foliage.
So you'd kill it.
And you wouldn't kill it, but it would be a difficult cut. But I will say that I definitely know this for sure, that people use the foliage in floral arrangements.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
People use, because, again, it has the red, the variegated, the green, and the white, like John just mentioned, yellow foliage, that I see that a lot in a lot of arrangements. People will use them to wrap bouquets. People will use it to act as filler in bouquets or a backdrop. I definitely see people use the foliage more so than the flower.
All right, so there you go. Any more Facebook questions? Did we get caught up? The phones are right now empty, so if you want to call us, 855-424-9825.
Laura wants to ask, can we grow those blueberries here in San Diego that you listed? And that's the Blue Ray and the Emerald blueberry.
Absolutely. And they do phenomenally well here.
I think they do better than the O'Neill, which is the classic.
That was
blueberry
one of the very
first
ones to come out, and there's been a lot of improvements
since
that time.
You know, I think that, you know, they are very good blueberries for our area. So, Laura, yes, Blue Ray. So blueberries right now, you're probably not going to see them in nurseries or garden centers. You know, they're kind of wrapping up. But January, February, you'll kind of see those come back around. But I will say, you had mentioned sunshine. And I know that's kind of more of an evergreen one that you do see still usually in nurseries.
Sunshine's a good one.
Time of year.
Reliable.
You know, but are the Blue Ray and the Emerald more of an evergreen also, or no?
Yes. Okay, and they're also very large fruit.
So you might
see
those.
One of them, I forget which one. It's almost the size of a quarter.
Yeah?
Like South Moon.
Like
one of those.
Little cutie mandarin right there.
That's right.
You know, but because you had talked about those being ordered online, so that wouldn't be happening until next year if you're trying to find them online, which is
January, February, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wonderful part of the internet nowadays is being able to, I mean, just the canna, you know, the idea that you go to a garden center and you're like, oh, you know, the yellow canna, the red canna, and you're like, oh, but I really want this unique one. And the ease of being able to go online, order it, ship it to you, and now you can grow that plant. Is amazing. I like cannas a little bit better than, you know, a lot of the other bulbs because of that. Cannas are so easy to grow. So
they don't take much. I mean, they're pretty much low maintenance.
You kind of leave them alone. I mean, besides the bug problem that, you know, we mentioned, and, you know, some worms, some snails, some slugs might damage them. I don't see a huge population of aphids. I don't see mealybug getting on them. You know, it's mostly kind of those chewing insects because of the large leafy green plants.
I found the variety of canna.
Stuttgart.
Stuttgart. So that's the variety.
That's pretty.
Stuttgart?
Stuttgart.
It reminds me of a ginger.
Yeah, doesn't really look like a canna.
Yeah, that variegated, not a classic, you know, the safari cannas that have those stripes like we talked about, variegations. No, this one's a more not consistent variegation.
I was working on a marketing program for striped cannas once and calling it, trying to market them under, Yipes Stripes.
Yipes.
Yipes stripes. Remember the old chewing gum?
Yes. The striped gum, yes.
That striped gum? It lasted for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, and then you were done.
Yeah.
Went through a whole pack in 10 minutes.
And then it tasted like plastic.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they put in there.
I used to love that gum, though.
But I'm sure there were a lot of chemicals in there that are no longer available on the market.
Red dye number 7 or whatever.
Exactly.
It was.
Anything with red dye.
Yeah.
What else you have, John, for us?
That's one of the very few things I can taste.
Is red dye?
Well, isn't the red dye? It was red dye was the number 3.
So wasn't, whatever it was.
Wasn't that in the, isn't that what was in maraschino cherries?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
And maraschino cherries the only thing I can
taste. I always
thought
those were real cherries when I was a kid. I had no idea. You know, those you're talking about the ones they put in drinks and cocktails?
They are real cherries.
Not the cherry you think of, though, that we eat now. What do they do to them? They go through some metamorphosis.
They pick them off the tree, right, like that.
Yeah, but they do something to them that I don't think is probably very healthy.
I don't know.
There's the green one, too.
I'm showing you a picture of the can. I don't know if you can see it from where you are.
I can see it, and the people that are watching can't see it, but I can see it. It's pretty. It looks nice. I like that.
All right. If do you want me to bring you one?
Do you have any other colors? Is that my only choice? I knew that would get him.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, the music means it is break time. We're going to take this time out for a few words from our incredible sponsors here on this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon here at Garden America. Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, John at GardenAmerica.com. Keep those Facebook questions coming to us live. You can also reach us at 855-424-9825. Biz Talk Radio, Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. Happy weekend to you. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer, proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And, of course, questions, comments right there on our Facebook page. That also works 21 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. John@GardenAmerica.com. Those listening on BizTalk Radio, what's going on, Tiger?
So during the break, John and I were just talking, and this is a simple plug for a great event that's coming up in September for the National Heirloom Expo. For those of you that don't know what the National Heirloom Expo is, it's a convention of sorts up in Santa Rosa, California, where they invite a wonderful array of growers that mostly focus on vegetables, heirloom vegetables, obviously.
A once a year get together?
Yeah. Okay. And it's pretty amazing because not only, you know, they don't have the plants, you know, because it's past that time, but a lot of the seed companies.
Yeah, you can buy a lot of seeds, and there are lots of plants.
Yeah,
there
are a lot of plants to buy.
You can't plant a spring garden.
No, but beyond that, the one thing that I'm always striving for, and they do so well, is that a lot of these vegetables that you dream about or see in pictures in places, they have them there, and they have wide array. The big cornucopia of squashes and things that they have there, and
it's about a 15-foot high pile of squash.
Yeah, exactly.
Really interesting to see. You'll see stuff you've never seen before, and I'll tell you the food vendors there are unbelievable. You can have a grilled cheese sandwich with heirloom tomatoes or heirloom pears, either one, and buy those kinds of things. They're phenomenal. Yeah,
that does sound good. Grilled cheese and tomato,
heirloom tomatoes, though.
Heirloom, but just that whole thought sounds good.
Yeah,
it might be my lunch today.
Maybe we should meet some people up there. Wonder if we have any listeners that want to join us up there.
Yeah, let us know. You can email John or right there on Facebook Live.
Yeah, hey, I have a few things to go over if we have time.
Yeah.
Are we in trouble?
No. I got an email from Millie, and I did answer her. She sent a picture of a rose wondering what it was, and Tiger and I both think that it's Burgundy Iceberg. She started it from a cutting, and it looks really well, so you did a good job on that cutting. But then we got an email from our friend Jimmy in Oceanside, and he says, "Hi, John. Last year I replaced about 1,000 square feet of marathon grass with carapia." We were talking about carapia earlier in the show. And carapia is Lipia rapens, which is a ground cover, but carapia is sterile. Lipia sets a lot of seed that goes everywhere, and this carapia variety doesn't set seed, so that's one advantage. It's not quite as invasive. So he said the area that he put it in is sloped, and it's hard to keep hydrated, so now he only has to water every 8 to 10 days on a slopey area, and he says it's a nice green color, and it does bloom. He says the flower's about the size of a dime, deep pink in color. And he says it forms a tight mat that helps prevent weeds. So that sounds good. He says it does attract tons of bees, which he loves.
And he would get with the bees again. Good.
And butterflies. By the way, I don't know what it is this year, but the last week I've been walking in my yard, and there's butterflies everywhere. It's almost like you were in a movie or a dream. I mean, everywhere there's butterflies, lots and lots of them.
Are they just flying around, or are they attracted to one particular area of your yard? I mean, what do you have?
They're just kind of everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah,
I maybe
know
you
what
had
it
something
is
going on there they liked.
Well, maybe. I didn't know if it's just my yard or there's a lot of butterflies around in general. Anyway, Jimmy says that the Carapia blooms about 8 months a year, and it's green all year. And he says when it looks a little tired, he throws some compost over the top or applies a liquid fertilizer, like a liquid kelp.
Mm-hmm.
And also says hello to the crew.
Well, hello, Jimmy.
So thanks for that info, Jimmy.
Been a long time since we've seen Jimmy.
You know, I think I'm leaning towards trying it in at least one area just to see how it does.
Well, you can be a mad scientist now because you've got, you know, it's gonna everything's going to be brand new. You're going to have area.
I have learned after being in my current house for 30 years that you might want to plan where you're going to put trees. Because trees are like Great Dane puppies. They're really cute when they're little, but they get big.
Yeah, and you better understand the root system.
And you've got to have somewhere to put them.
You know, people that plant certain trees too close to sidewalks or houses, and they don't understand how the root system is going to perhaps one day spread and uplift.
The biggest tree in my yard now is a kauri tree, which is probably about, I would say it's getting close to 70 feet.
Now, did you plant that?
I planted it from a seed.
And it's 70 feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's huge. And it's old enough now to where it's setting cones, and I have little kauri seedlings coming up here and there. So
You must be so proud.
Well, I put one in a one-gallon container, and I'm going to take it to my new house with me.
See?
Yep. So anyway, you do have to watch because you don't want to be moving trees and cutting down trees.
Right.
Laura wants to know how to spell that Carapia ground cover, the grass that you're talking about.
Oh, I love it when John does the spelling bee. It's my favorite part of the show.
It's K-U-R-A-P-I-A.
Yeah.
K-U-R-A-P-I-A.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is right. Okay, your next word.
Carapia.
Here's your next word, John. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
You know, regarding that spelling bee, how do they even remember, you know, the words? Like, you're thinking about it so much, and you're like, oh, I got to remember the word. Now I've got to figure out how to spell it.
Well, I guess they don't. You obviously don't know what words they're going to ask you, so you're just kind of like out there.
I hope they don't.
Trying to find as many words as you can that they, you know, that would be maybe out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
That they're going to ask you. And don't they have to use it in a sentence?
No, they don't have to. The spellers just have to spell it.
I always thought when they said, can you use it in a sentence, it's stalling for time.
They do that all the time for stalling for time. They say the origin, the using it in a sentence.
Yeah.
They do different things with root words and things like that. Yeah.
So my answer would be, if he says, now, can you use that in a sentence? I'd say, well, of course you can.
It's a word.
It's a word. So yes, you know.
I'm trying to feverishly work over here to pull up. Rick asked a question also regarding Bermuda grass as a lawn, and he was saying some people keep it as a weed. Where did it go though? And I'm trying to answer that question for Rick. Sorry, Rick.
Is that Rick Will? Rick W.
Yeah.
Grants Pass, Oregon.
It passed me real quick, so I'm trying to
trying to get back to it.
Because I saw it on one screen, but I don't see it on the other. I'm sorry, guys.
We'll keep trying. We're not going to we'll let you down.
Okay,
we'll find it. Here we go.
Rick says, Bermuda grass considered a weed, and is there a weed killer that just targets it and leaves your other grass alone? And, Rick, there is. Yeah, there's a lot
of... The answer is yes to both questions.
Good news, Rick.
Bermuda grass as a weed, and is there something?
We're going to answer that on the other side.
Talking about common Bermuda grass.
Common.
Yeah. Okay, let's
wait. Okay, so, Rick, stay with us, and the rest of you who want to know the answer, stay with us. Actually, we've already said yes twice, but we're going to give you details. We're approaching 30 minutes after the hour. Phone lines open at 855-424-9825. You can also reach John like Jimmy did. That's John at GardenAmerica.com. Facebook Live will answer that as well. We continue. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main. Happy Saturday to you. Garden America coming right
back.
Want
a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525. Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And that brings our time to, 35 minutes after the hour here back with Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, thank you for watching us on Facebook Live. Listening to us via streaming or your local radio market, we do appreciate it. Biz Talk Radio and all the guys that keep us on the air, thank you so much. Lines open, 855-424-9825. And I think we've covered almost all the questions, or do we have some more?
Well, we have that question from, was it Rick?
Rick, right.
You know, he's talking about Bermuda grass in his lawn, and is there a weed killer that just targets it and leaves your other grass alone? Well, Rick, first off, you have to make sure that you have a fescue lawn. So the difference is, for instance, like crabgrass, Bermuda grass are in one class of lawns, and then fescue and annual rye fall into another class of lawns. And what they do is they make herbicides that'll kill one but then leave the other. If you have a lawn that's dominantly Bermuda.
Imagine trying to figure that out as somebody that's trying to figure out how do we make it so it kills that but leaves that alone.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you have a fescue lawn, there are products out there. High Yield is a company that produces some products, and it's triclofer ester is one that kills Bermuda grass and fescue lawns. Fertilome also has a few products that are listed for killing Bermuda grass and fescue lawns as well. And then Bayer, I know, used to, but now they've kind of transitioned some products. So I'm not sure the name of the product that they would sell that does kill Bermuda grass and lawns. Now, I will say I did this 3 weeks ago and use extreme caution with these products because they do a good job when used well. But I had some nut grass in my lawn, and so I used a product called Nut Sedge Remover, Nutgrass Annihilator. It goes under a couple different names, where you can use this product in your lawn to kill nut grass because there's not a lot of products that kill nut grass. I mixed it a little too strong. I applied it in the heat of the day, and it burnt my lawn. Now, it didn't kill my lawn, but it did burn it.
You didn't read the directions, right?
No, I read it perfectly fine. The problem was is that I had nut grass that was in a bed where there was no lawn.
So you didn't care, really.
And I didn't care about that, but then I saw it in the lawn, and I'm like, I'll just spray it here, too. Well, yeah. I should have diluted it down a little bit better.
Now, that'll grow back because you didn't kill it.
It will. It will grow back because I didn't kill it. I just burnt it. Because a lot of these products, if you don't mix them correctly or you use them during the wrong time of the day, you'll burn some of the plants.
I think you did everything wrong. Wrong time of the day.
Yeah, I did. And I knew
too much. Everything about, which is okay because here's what happens when you don't do it right.
Hey, and this is also coming from the guy who left the kids slip and slide out in the middle of the day when it was 95 degrees outside.
It melted.
Now, no, I have a burnt lawn now from the slip and slide.
Do they still have slip and slides?
Oh, yeah, they're fun.
Because I had that when I was a kid, but and we used to go, like, you know, slide face first.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But I thought they took it off the market at some point because they thought, kids are, like,
eating it.
They're going face first, and they're right off the slip and slide into a wall.
I think they took it off the market because we're supposedly in a drought.
How about Water Wiggle?
Water Wiggle.
Come on.
I haven't seen that now.
Water Wiggle was great.
A lot of those things I think they took off the market when drought people.
I guess, because that water goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
What a fun way.
I figured it was on my lawn. I didn't water my lawn.
So you left the slip and slide on there and it turned color.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a plastic sheet that's, you know, 95 degree day, all it did was just burnt the lawn underneath it. Yeah. So.
Well, maybe that's a good suggestion when it gets cold, and John recommends, you know, covering certain plants with a cloth or whatever.
Use a slip and slide.
Use a slip and slide and put it right over those plants during the wintertime. Well, that's a good story. I like that slip. I'm glad that. And that's by Whammo, the same company that brought you the Frisbee.
Whammo, really?
Whammo.
Speaking of good stories.
Yes.
I have a quick good story from 50 years ago.
Well, we have a lot of time.
All right.
I like it how you say 50 years ago when you're only 40, but go ahead.
Well, it was 50 years ago, and I was working at a retail garden center outside of Detroit, and I was just learning things, and I was learning about weeds and how to help people when they came in, learning to be a salesperson. And somebody came in. What reminded me of this was Tiger's story about the nutgrass here. Mm-hmm. Somebody came in, and they had a piece of nutgrass. And they showed it to me, and they said,
"What is this?"
They said, "Yeah, I want to get rid of this. What is it?" And I said, "Well, that's," and I'm proud of myself because I knew what it was. I said, "Well, that's nutgrass." And he looked at me, and he goes, "Yeah, but what is it?" I said, "It's nutgrass." And he goes, "Okay, what is it?" And I said, "It's nutgrass." He goes, "I know it's nutgrass. What is it?"
Oh, gosh.
Wait a second here.
He thought you said not.
Right.
Well, it's not grass.
I was not. I guess it was.
That's a routine.
That sounds like a routine.
Yeah. It's a great routine. So anyway,
calmed him down, showed him what to use, and he was happy.
Okay. It's grass. I know it's not grass. No, nut grass.
Well, he really got upset with me, and for the life of me, I didn't understand what he was, you know, upset about when I kept repeating what it was.
Right, right. But you had it by that time in your life. You had awareness. Unlike the first 6 years of your life.
See, I don't know if Tiger knows about.
He doesn't know that John didn't know what cause and effect was, in between the ages of say 1 and 6, when he would do something wrong and he was disciplined. He had no idea why it was wrong or why he was being disciplined. He didn't understand cause and effect. That's the best term I can come up with.
Well, my parents would tell me not to do something, and they would say, "Don't do this, don't do this." And I knew I wasn't supposed to do it. The very next thing that I realized was I was getting spanked for doing it.
The very next thing.
It's like, how did that happen?
Yeah, wait, how did I go from this to this?
So you have like lapses.
I knew I wasn't supposed to do it. You know, why did I get out that bucket of paint and paint that chair pink?
I remember as a kid, we had this big picture as you walked up our stairs. So if you're walking up with the stairs, it's on the right-hand side. And I get a nice picture, I guess, and I can remember doing this. I took a pencil. On the bottom left-hand side of the picture, I just started scribbling. Just scribble, 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 lots of circles and stuff. Uh-huh. And then I walked away, and then my mother saw it. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to call your father, wait till he gets home. And I knew it was wrong when I was doing it, but I thought, so what?
Yeah,
and then I got in trouble. It's like I ordered.
Shocking.
We used to have, and everybody used to in the old days, when the milkman would deliver milk or whatever you wanted. And
I don't think Tiger lived during the milkman era.
Never had a milkman.
In those days, you didn't lock, let's say, your kitchen door, so whether you were home.
You mean Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime. There you go. Exactly. So the milkman would just walk in. He'd look at the refrigerator. Whatever we needed, he would replace and leave the bill. So I happened to be there one day, and my folks were, I don't know where they were, and I'm a kid. I go, "Hey, I want some cottage cheese, too." "Yeah, no problem." Well, the reason I wanted cottage cheese was because I was watching this program, and when you got to the end of the cottage cheese, you could take the cottage cheese and turn it a certain way, and there was this rabbit, and then these eyes would circulate. So you could take the cottage cheese.
So it was like a toy? So, cereal box toy for cottage cheese?
Kind of something like that, where the rabbit's eyes would go back and forth.
Yeah, tricks are for kids.
So I bought the cottage cheese, and I took it. I got up on the sink, and I'm dumping all the cottage cheese out.
Oh my gosh.
I can play with this cottage cheese carton. Mother caught me doing it. What are you doing? Who told you to order cottage cheese, and now you're dumping it out in the sink?
I love it.
Gosh, the things we did.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine if you had as much energy right now, Tiger, as your son?
Oh, gosh.
You'd be running around this studio right now.
I would never sleep. He doesn't sleep now. Like, I would never sleep. Yeah, exactly.
But imagine that energy. Yeah. You just have to just get it out of your system.
Cottage cheese toy.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to explain, but once you were done with the cottage cheese, you could turn it around in such a way that there was a rabbit on there, and his eyes would go back and forth. And I just thought that was so cool.
So I
bought it and dumped it out so I could play with it.
You know, things were so much simpler back then. Do you remember saving cereal box tops so that you could mail away for some toy?
Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Forts. You could get these forts. I remember these submarines. You put a pill in it.
But you always got it. You waited weeks and weeks. It seemed like forever. It finally showed up in the mail.
And it was like, nothing like
this. This piece of junk.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, but they had these submarines.
Yeah.
And you take a little pill. I don't know what it is. Salt.
It's like a baking soda.
Yeah, and then you put it underwater and it would.
I remember those. And like you said, you saw it on the commercial and you're like, oh, that thing's amazing.
It would
and
run
get
under
it,
its own power.
And it was like, eh.
Yeah,
so
or those
much.
Forts. I remember like John talking about the back of the cereal boxes. But, you know, you can get this fort and all these. You'd get it and like, well, that was disappointing. Three weeks for that.
Kathy on Facebook mentioned she also had a hula hoop. Everybody had a hula hoop.
Hula hoop, sure. Back then. Yeah. You don't know who.
Yeah, I know what hula hoop is.
I think they still have those.
Now people use them for exercise.
Yeah. Yep.
Why not?
Go to a concert.
Hey, there's the music. Wow. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with one more segment. Still time for your questions, comments.
Don't go away because we have some gardening to talk about.
Oh, yeah, we have gardening. But if you want to talk about the old days, we can do that too. It is 45 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. It is Garden America. As John promised, we'll come back and we'll... What the heck? We'll talk gardening. Stay with us.
Everything is coming up roses in San Diego from October 25th to 29th. Lance Walheim here, and I'm honored to be the keynote speaker at the National Convention of the American Rose Society. BioAdvance and Heirloom Roses will be co-sponsoring the 18th annual Save the Roses auction, along with the Rose Show, speakers, and festivities of the American Rose Society. So join me at the San Diego Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, and go to GardenAmerica.com and check the homepage for links to registration and event schedule.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And just like that, our final segment on this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. Thank you for listening, tuning in, Facebook Live viewers. Listeners on BizTalk Radio, john@gardenamerica.com, that still works. And, of course, Facebook Live with more questions and comments. And now we're at the part of the program, John, where we have some information to pass on.
Well, you know, I was thinking with the heat we've had the last week that while it's been tough for some plants, there's other plants
thriving
that thrive in the heat, and one is crepe myrtles.
Mm.
And my crepe myrtles at home have come into full bloom. But I was thinking that, you know, a lot of people don't realize how versatile crepe myrtles are, because for years there were just trees, right, crepe mm-hmm. myrtle trees, and the bark on them is fantastic. But now there's dwarfs, there's micro dwarfs, there's new crepe myrtles. As a matter of fact, I saw these at Home Depot, the new ones with the black leaves.
Foliage.
Yeah, black
mm-hmm.
foliage. And
you had said dwarfs and micro dwarfs, but these aren't even just trees. They're also bushes.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
what
you,
I
you,
mean.
You know, like, right. It's not a matter of it being a dwarf tree. It's a bush.
Right.
It's a dwarf. It could be a dwarf tree as well. It could be a tree. It could be a bush. Black foliage, red flowers. Black foliage, pink flowers. Mildew is something that people have to watch out for.
And usually that's not a problem inland. Mm-hmm. It's more on the coastal. And there are varieties that are mildew resistant. So if you're on the coast, the old ones used to be that Indian series.
I was going to say, the ones with the Indian names, the Cherokee,
right.
I can't even pronounce those. I'm not even going to go there. I see them all in my head. Because,
the Arapaho.
Yeah. But there's a lot of names out there that I don't want to butcher.
Hey, by the way, we want to spell canna for one of our viewers or listeners. C-A-N-N-A?
Correct.
Okay, C-A-N-N-A, and that's what we talked about with Dustin earlier last hour. So there you go, C-A-N-N-A.
And, John, did you want to mention something else about the crepe myrtle or –
Well, I was just going to mention, if you want to see some varieties, there is a website called crepemyrtle.com, and they do mail order. You can check your local garden center. But the nice thing about the miniatures is that if you live in a cold area, you can grow those in a container and then maybe overwinter them indoors and then put them back out for the summer.
So they wouldn't survive a real hard winter?
No, I think
I thought they could.
No, not at all.
Oh.
They're going to be hardy to maybe, you might get some with protection in zone 7, but I'm thinking more zone 8.
Okay. Did we want to announce the winner?
The winner of what, Tiger?
Let's see how John is dragging this out. he knows exactly what we're talking about.
We had a listener send us a picture of a rhododendron that was growing in his yard.
The volunteer, right?
Came up from a seedling.
Yeah, it came up from a seedling. Bob had this rhododendron growing in his yard. Beautiful plant. Bright, bright pink flowers. Absolutely gorgeous. If you want to see it, you can go to our Facebook, and it's in our images series.
Thank you, by the way, for all the suggestions on the name.
And, you know, we had hundreds of suggestions, wonderful names. But it, as a committee with Bob and John, myself and Brian.
Actually, it was Bob that picked the winner.
Well, as a committee, we narrowed down the selection. And then Bob was the end decision maker
The buck stopped with Bob.
Exactly.
And unfortunately,
it's his plant.
Unfortunately, he didn't like any of the names, so we just tossed
out. So there's no winner.
There's no winner. No. Obviously, there's a winner.
No.
Yeah, Bob chose the name Unexpected Joy.
Beautiful
Unexpected
name.
Joy, the winner.
Right. And
polite golf applause.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, the person who won submitted their Barbara.
Yep.
Submitted her guess on Facebook.
Right.
And now we need to somehow contact her.
Well, I've sent her a message. I've friend requested her. And she accepted my friend request.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she didn't reply back to my message.
By the way, you won.
Yeah. So I sent her another message right now via another format that I can send messages on Facebook. And hopefully she'll see that one. But I'm looking forward to notifying her.
So congratulations.
And what did she win?
She won a DeWitt trowel with the bottle opener, the fun trowel that we love to give away.
Right.
A bottle of HB101.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a
radio.
Crane radio.
A Sea Crane radio.
Wow. Oh, boy. Wait till you see this and have fun with this radio, Barbara.
Talk about unexpected joy.
Yeah.
Wait till she gets that in the mail.
Oh, that's very good.
Exactly. Yeah. So, congratulations to Barbara. And, we'll keep her updated on how her plant is doing.
Unexpected joy. That's outstanding.
That's a fun name.
That's great.
Now, Bob and his wife Sue were on our trip, and Bob had mentioned that he was going to have someone in the area where he lives propagate the rhododendron and sell it in the area, and they were going to put a royalty on it, and he was going to donate the royalty to local charities.
Nice. Very nice. Well, thank you for that, Barbara, and congratulations on a great plant, Bob. Beautiful. Unexpected Joy is the winner. And we had a lot of people with some great suggestions.
C.S. Lewis wrote a book called Surprised by Joy.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
Patty asked a question that said, would the carapia be suitable for hillsides?
And, great for hillsides.
And I was going to say, if you go online, you can find images of that plant growing on almost vertical hillsides.
Right.
Now, I don't know the answer to this. Maybe you do know, John. But does it retain a hillside? For instance, like ivy will grow on a vertical hillside, but I would not suggest that as a good retaining
The thing about carapia is, from what I've heard, is it can root 6 to 10 feet deep. So I think it would be great
be
for holding
great
a hillside.
For holding a hillside together So then, yes and yes. It does grow on hillsides, and it sounds like it would be a good plant for a hillside. But like I said, if you go online and just type in carapia on slope, you'll see images of it just growing on almost vertical slopes. And it looks beautiful, and it does do well. And it sounds like it could retain it well as well.
Yeah, and I've gotten a couple more emails where people, again, asking me, I guess obviously people still joining the show, wondering how to spell that, and it's K-U-R-A-P-I-A, carapia.
Carapia.
Yeah, I don't know what the K-U-R comes from, but the P PIA is probably from Lipia, right? Because the plant is Lipia splendens.
And the flower.
Hey, that's going to do it. Thank you for hanging with us, whether it was for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, the entire 2 hours. We do thank you. Want to thank Zach, Jeremiah, Brandon for keeping us on the air. Doing a great job at Biz Talk Radio. For the rest of the crew, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. Enjoy the rest of your day. And again, our number one replay in Los Angeles on AM 740. Have a great week and get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.